I've got a victory living inside of me. I got the greater one. I can overcome. This ain't no time to turn back, no place to grow slack. I gotta keep pressing on till every battle is won.
Good morning, class. Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School is the place where my spirit is fed, and my faith grows stronger, and I learn how to be an overcomer. Faith is not just this mysterious, unknowable thing. It operates by definite laws and principles. It must be fed, and it must be exercised in order to grow and develop. And that's what we're doing. That's why we lead the class by saying, my spirit is fed. Before we go very many moments into the class, we're releasing faith that the Lord is giving us utterance and direction and speaking His words to us. And our spirit will not be emaciated, starving, weak, languishing. We will have strong spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strong spirit. And with the heart, man believes. That's the part of you being. You don't believe God with your head. You don't believe God with your emotions, with your feelings. You believe God with your heart, the innermost part of your being. And so the stronger your heart is, the hidden man of the heart, the stronger the inner man is, that's the stronger faith you can have. It's of your heart. So Father, thank you for revealing to us and adding to us and building us up and strengthening us. Give us today, this day, our daily bread and the answers and direction we need for now. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say, today is a good day.
Today is a good day.
This is the day,
the Lord
has made. I'm rejoicing
in
it.
I am glad
today. Hallelujah. Well, the joy of the Lord, your strength. We've been on a series now for a number of weeks that we are calling Faith for Provision. And as we've learned, faith comes by hearing what God has said about that area, that subject. And so we're building our faith in the area of material things, finances. Because in this life, you need some stuff, you need some things. You're going to every day of your life. And if we are to live by faith, then we don't exclude that part of our life, living by faith in every other part except the material realm. No. How many think God should be involved in every part of your life? And Jesus accomplished a complete redemption for us. He went to the cross, spirit and soul and body. And He was made sin for us. And He took the chastisement of our peace. And He bore our sicknesses. And He carried our pains. And He was made poor. Not for Himself. For us. So we could be made rich. And so it has been bought. It has been paid for. It has been freely given. We need to freely receive. Well, you're not going to receive something you haven't believed. You're not going to believe something you haven't heard. And you're not going to hear it unless somebody preaches it.
Amen.
Which is why I'm going to preach it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to preach it. And we're preaching the gospel, the good news about God's will with provision. We've been given reason after one after another, 30 reasons from Scripture why we are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all. Say it out loud. Abundant provision.
Abundant provision
is always
God's will
for us all.
For
Abundant provision is always,
every day
of every week,
of every month,
of every year,
God's will for me.
Hallelujah. Don't expect and don't decree and don't announce slump times, low times, weak times. Yeah, we always run in the red about that time of the year, but maybe somehow we'll kind of break even by the end of the year. If you decree it, and that's what you're expecting, that's what you're going to have. And you'll be stuck there. And you'll be limited there. But even though it might have been that way, and all the circumstances might point to that, put your words over it.
Amen.
And above it.
Amen.
And beyond it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And faith is not what you see or what you have seen or what you're feeling or what's going on in the world around about you. God doesn't meet our needs according to what's happening in town.
No.
Huh? According to what's happening in the world. He supplies all my need according to His riches. They're not having a slump. God's not having a slump. His riches in glory by Christ Jesus, that is unlimited, unchanging, unlimited, unfailing. And so that means our bills will always be paid. Oh, I want to hear you say it out loud. God is my God.
God is my God.
My faithful.
My faithful.
Unfailing source.
Me and mine.
We will eat well.
Wear well.
Travel well.
Live well.
Our entire lives. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our entire life. Why? God takes care of me.
Yes.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
I shall not want. Don't let that be the last time you say that. We're down to number 28 in our study of 30 reasons today. You turn again with me, please, to Matthew, the 6th chapter. Reason number 28 in our study is this: seeking God, which includes, you know, seeking His kingdom, seeking His right ways. The Bible has revealed that when you seek God, you will prosper.
Yes.
Amen. I'm quoting Scripture. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
He didn't say, seek me and go broke.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? No. Seek Him and have everything you need added to you. In Matthew 6, 31, take no thought saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Now let's just stop right here. Jesus said, don't say that. Are a lot of people saying that?
Yes.
What are we going to do? How are we going to make it? Where are we going to get it? Hmm? The Lord said, don't say that. Hmm? So what do you say? You need to say something else. Huh? Instead of saying, and the Lord pointed this out to me some years ago, that saying, I need something or I have to have something is not a faith statement.
No.
There's no faith in these statements. I know early days of the ministry, this would have been a number of years ago, decades ago, I was out of town and traveling, and the office called about this particular thing, and what were we going to do about this? And I said, I don't know. I'll get back with you. And so before the day was over, a couple hours later, another person from the office called and said, what are we going to do about this? And where are we going to get this? And I said, I don't know. And we need it. And okay, well, this happened about four or five times before the day was out. And for about the fifth time, I was in the middle of saying, I don't know. I don't know what we... And the Lord interrupted me in my heart. He said, no, and you won't find out like that. I'm confessing lack.
Yeah.
Lack of knowledge, lack of direction, lack of provision. And the Lord, wasn't He basically telling me, don't say that?
Yes.
So what do I need to say then? Instead of that, I learned a lesson that day. And from that day to this, it's been a number of years now, if something comes up, my response is, we will know. We will know. The Lord orders my steps. He directs my paths. He's my good shepherd. I'm his sheep. I hear his voice. I know his voice. A lot of times I'll just say, we'll know. We'll know. Well, what about this? We need X amount of money by the end of the week. We'll have it. Oh, are y'all with me or not? We'll have it. We will have it. We will have it plus. We will have it. I want to hear you say it, class. We will know.
We will know.
And we will have it.
We will have it.
Now, see, that is a completely different way of thinking and reacting and responding and talking than what are we going to eat? What are we going to wear? Where are we going to get it? We need it. We got to have it. There's no faith in those statements.
No,
sir. But we just got through studying in yesterday's class, without faith, it's impossible to please God. We got to quit this non-committal, vague, wavering, wondering, thinking and talking. God expects a proper response out of us. He doesn't expect us to know how it's all going to work out or where it's going to come from. He knows we don't know, but he can expect a trust statement, right? Especially after he's answered 10,000 prayers, right? And after he has healed us 5,000 times. You know what I'm saying? It's not unreasonable to expect that we'd look up and go, well, you took care of us the last 8,000 times. Is that right?
Yes.
I'm expecting, right, that we will have it. This will change your life, child of God. If you just make this adjustment right now, stop asking these unbelieving questions. How are we going to make it? Where are we going to get it? And you notice I changed my tone because a lot of times that's how people are talking. I just don't know. I just don't know. And they're on the verge of tears, you know. Somebody said, you're making fun. No, I've been there myself. But thank God I learned better. Right? What are we going to do? I just don't know. I just don't know. And what the Lord told me, and you won't find out. Talking like that. That's not faith. That's unbelief. That's actually yielding to fear. Worry is fear. That's what it is. And the more you worry, it shows the less faith you have.
Yes.
Faith doesn't worry.
Amen.
The stronger your faith, the less you worry.
Amen.
It's just a fact.
Yeah.
It is possible to be in some of the worst circumstances and cast all your cares over on the Lord. It's possible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And have peace that passes understanding and just rest. And people look at you like, man, you're in a mess. What are you going to do? We're coming out.
Amen.
Hmm? What are we going to do? We're going to do exactly what the Lord chose us to do. How will you know? We will know. He'll show us. He'll confirm it to us. How are you going to pay this? How are you going to do that? We will have it. We will have it. Now, you must not separate talking like this from seeking Him and listening to Him. Because He's not obligated to finance and underwrite just every wild idea that you or me come up with. We need to, the first thing we do is not just start, you know, making a declaration. We can make a declaration that we'll know we'll have it, but what did He tell you to do? Because you don't want to be trying to believe for something He didn't even tell you to do. So what did He say? Instead of seeking the things like the Gentiles and the nations seek, verse 32, after all these things do the Gentiles seek, your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things, but seek ye, you seek first. Everybody say first.
First.
You seek first the kingdom of God and His rightness. And when you do, what will be the result?
All these
things. So he's talking about the necessities of life and the food and the clothes plus. Because he broadened it up and said all these kind of things. All these things shall be added to you. Said out loud, when I seek God,
everything I need
shall be added to me. Now, if you skip right over just a few verses there to the 7th chapter, chapter 7 and verse 7, he brings this subject up again. Matthew 7, 7 says, ask and it shall be given. What's the next word?
Seek.
Seek. Now we, what does seek mean? Search is a comparable word. We might say look for.
Yes.
Look for. Search, look for it, and what'll happen?
You'll find it.
You shall find it. Now, see, if you didn't think there was any use in asking, you wouldn't ask. Can you see there's faith in the asking?
Yes.
You must believe you could find out.
Yes, sir.
Or get it,
yeah.
Or you wouldn't bother asking.
Mm.
What's the next one? You're not going to look for something you think's not even there. Or you're not going to look for something you think you can't find. Right? Why wear yourself out looking for something you're not going to be able to find anyway?
Hmm?
And I know that sounds funny, but a number of people have left the impression that God basically hides everything from us so far away. We can't find it. We just have to go, don't even try. That's faithlessness.
Yes.
No. When you need to know something, ask God.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then what? Look for it.
Yes.
Somebody said, well, I looked and I didn't find it. Well, what are you doing sitting talking to me?
Go,
right? Go back and look. Right? Because it's there.
Yes.
Look and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asks, receives. Now see, we looked in Hebrews 11, yesterday's class. And he said, without faith, Hebrews 11, 6, without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is. Now see, can you see we're talking about the same thing here? You're not going to seek someone you don't even believe is there. If you don't believe God exists, why would you pray? Why would you ask? Or why would you seek Him for any kind of help? But you have, I mean, this is the starting point. You got to believe God exists. You got to believe He's there. You got to believe He's real. And what else do you have to believe? And this is Hebrews 11, 6, that He is a
rewarder.
Now we said if you look up that word, it literally means the one who pays wages.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Do you want to get paid?
Yes.
Seek God.
Yes.
Seek Him. He is a payer. He is a rewarder of those that seek Him. Young's literal says it like this. Apart from faith, it's impossible to please Him well. It behooves him who's coming to God to believe that He is, and to those seeking Him, He becomes a rewarder. And listen to the NIV. Anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Now, this covers more area. He didn't just say reward you with at that moment with an answer. He made it totally inclusive. Rewards them. This is life. And this is beyond this life. How many believe there's reward beyond this life? This is big. This is big. People who have faith, They're convinced God's there. They're convinced He hears and He cares. And they're convinced. If I reach out in faith and I'm not playing games, He responds. He reaches back. If I draw near to Him, He will respond. With what? With something good. A reward is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Listen to Psalm 34 and verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Fear the Lord, you His saints. There is no want. Somebody say, no want.
No want.
To them that fear Him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord, what will happen to them? Shall not want any good thing. Psalm 34:10. They that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. That word's wants translated lack. Shall not lack any good thing. Who? Those that seek Him. That seek Him. Seek Him and do without? No. Seek Him and lack no good thing. Huh? Seek Him and remain confused? No. Seek Him and find out. Right? Seek Him and prosper. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Look with me in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, if you would. Jeremiah 29. Jesus said, ask, it'll be given to you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and it'll be open to you. For everyone that asks, receives. And he that seeks, finds. Oh, friend, this will totally change your life if you start praying this way. If you start thinking this way, if you start talking this way. Before you ever open your mouth to pray, you got to believe God hears you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then you got to believe that when I say, Lord, I'm seeking You about this area of my life. What do I need to do? What is Your will here? What is Your plan here? You got to be fully convinced. He heard that. He wants you to know. And He will cause you to know. He will cause you. You're seeking it. You're looking for it. You're after it. He'll cause you to find it. He will answer and you will receive. He will enable you to find and then you'll have it. Jeremiah 29:11. Now, let me just pause again. The reason I'm strong about this is because there's too many folks live in ignorance and are content to live there. And they've even been taught by people that teach wrong things that God doesn't want you to know. And that that elusive verse that nobody can find, you just never know. Huh? You just never know. So if you just never know, there's really no point in looking because you ain't going to never know anyway. Now, you're laughing, but people live like this. They live like this in large measures and say they don't even try to get answers. They don't even try to find out because of faithlessness. But I'm not going to live that way. How about you? I know faith school folks don't live this way. Mm-mm. We ask,
yes.
And we receive.
Yes.
Yeah. We seek,
yes.
And we get it.
Yes.
We find it,
yes.
And we have it.
Yes.
We knock, and it is opened,
yes,
unto us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we have access.
Yes.
Jeremiah 29 and 11, he said, Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Does God have a plan of bad things in our life? He does not.
No.
Don't let people confuse you about that. Jesus said it's the thief who's coming to steal, kill, and destroy. If it stole from you, If it destroyed things in your life, if it killed in your life, don't be mad at God. That's foolish. If you want to be mad at somebody, be mad at the thief. He's the one doing it. And make up your mind, you're not going to give him any access or any place in your life to do the stealing, killing, and destroying. The Lord said, the thoughts I think towards you, they are thoughts of peace, not evil, to give you an expected end. Say it out loud, God's plan for me,
God's plan for me is
good.
Thoughts of peace.
You know, in some places, this same word translated peace is translated prosperity. Same idea, same word. Because when your goods are in peace, you're not losing them. You're accruing. You're increasing. You're in peace and prosperity. He said, then you will call on the Lord. You'll call upon me. And you'll go and pray to me. Does this sound like Matthew 7? And I will what? Hearken means I will hear and respond. I will hearken to you, and you shall seek me, and you just may never know.
No.
You will seek me and what?
Find
me. You will find me.
Yes.
If God said it, I'm going to believe it.
Yes.
Right? If he said I'm going to find him, then I'm going to find him.
Yes.
When you search for me with all your heart, you're not playing with this. You're not just trying it for a day or two. No, we're fully committed to this. And the reason you wouldn't give up and you would keep looking is because you are fully persuaded that you can find it. You can know it. You can get it. You can understand it. And he connects this with prospering, with having all your needs met. He said, if you seek God, you seek first his kingdom, you seek his things, all those things that the world is working so hard to get, I'm going to add it to you. Can we trust that?
Yes.
That means our bills will be paid.
Yes.
We'll be well fed, well clothed. Our family, our churches, our business, well provided for. Abundant provision.
Yes.
All the time. For all of us.
For all of us.
Does it sound good?
Yes.
Seek God. And that is the result Jesus said you'd have. And our time's up again. Well, there's a lot more to talk about. Say it out loud. I live by faith.
I live by faith.
I walk by faith.
I walk by faith.
I overcome the world by faith. I'm strong in faith. Giving glory to God. We'll see you next time in Faith School.
I've got no
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390